This is Circe Olson Wessner. I'm the director of the Museum of the American Military Family in Tejeros, New Mexico, and this is our podcast, Shout. It's June, which means that it's Pride Month, and I'm speaking with Laura Belden, our 2016-2019 artist in residence, about our newest project, Shout, the play. She's in Richmond and I'm in New Mexico, so we're going to talk over the phone. And although we've been working on projects for years, we've actually never met in person. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Circe. Thanks for having me.
It seems like we've known each other forever, but I'm not even sure how we met.
I think initially we met online over major discussion across Facebook about military brats.
Yeah, I'm sure. But since then, we've collaborated on several projects together, including our anthology, also named Shout, and the play. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the anthology that started this whole thing. It was it came out a couple years ago. What was it like? Because you were the artist in residence, yet you were working on this book. What was it like working on it, and what was your process, and how did you compile stories for Shout, the book?
So that was our first project, I mm-hmm. believe, together, mm-hmm. and I remember being very, very excited about it because it was something that we could do in different states and include, you know, the world, basically. Mm-hmm. So when we originally thought about doing it, we thought we would put calls for entries out. Mm-hmm. And we did, but we didn't get that much of a response back. And something that, you know, the way the world is today, everybody was just really busy, and the thought of writing down their stories was a bit daunting in their busy lives. So it ended up being I just changed the format and reaching out to LGBTQ+ and allies to tell stories of their military life experience just became, hey, let's make an appointment and talk over the phone, and I'll tape it, and we'll pull a story out of our casual conversation, really. Mm-hmm. What the format that worked best was, you know, I would just start talking to people when we would share our stories, and within just having a casual conversation, these really wonderful stories started coming out. And so we would end up transcribing those stories to print, and eventually had an editor take a look at it on your end, on the museum's end, mm-hmm. and they fine-tuned the stories, and, you know, voila, we had a book. Now, there were people in different states pulling stories, and everybody had their own process, because it was you seeking people with stories, it was Deborah Kohler seeking stories, and mm-hmm. in San Francisco, and then it was me in Richmond, Virginia, and I thought that was a great, you know, group of people to just pull from all areas. So, you know, that was really the basics.
Right, right. Well, and while the anthology was being put together, one of our board members was doing some workshops with LGBTQ veterans, encouraging them to write or draw their stories on military ACU tops that had been turned inside out. And that was symbolic of the way LGBT service members had lived their lives throughout their careers. So while we were working on the book, we were also working on the shirts and doing some workshops as well. I know you were out in the field actually talking to service members on military installations. And through all of our work getting these projects together, the museum and this project got the Albert B. Corey Prize, which is from the American Association for State and Local History. We were picked out of hundreds and hundreds of well-established historic societies and museums and received the top prize for, I think it was 2018, and I wanted to thank you for helping us get that award. That was an amazing accomplishment.
Well, thank you as well.
So for 2 years, so the anthology then spawned a play. So for the past 2 years, you've been painstakingly working on developing a play, also called Shout. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about that project?
Yeah, I think it was 2017 was the anthology, correct? And then 2018 and 19, I believe, were the that was the time period that we moved it into a different medium, basically.
Right.
And we realized after the book was produced that one story in particular really stood out, and many people agreed that that story would make a wonderful play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the people talking about it were not playwrights, but they agreed. They could see, you know, that story and perhaps many others on stage. And so we decided to flesh out that project, and I went and spoke to, you know, many theater people. And when it came down to it, we spoke to Theater Lab and DJ Gray, who is the director of that nonprofit, 501c3, and also Melissa Rayford, who works for Theater Lab frequently and is a playwright. And they were the two people that, along with me, thought, okay, yes, this actually could be a concrete thing. We have the time, we have the know-how, we have the people that are willing to jump on this right now, and we each, you know, knew our roles and were willing to take on those positions. And so from that point on, Melissa, with my guidance as well as many others from the community, started using the book as well as her knowledge of the LGBTQ plus community, mm-hmm. in writing the play, she produced it in the matter of, gosh, can you remember now? It was less than a year that she wrote that.
It was about
and
then,
included definitely the main story that we originally thought would be great, but also a sort of conglomeration. She melded many stories together into separate characters, and so the stories were even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, within a year, we were able to have some sort of trial plays.
Mm-hmm.
With like the first trial play, I call it a trial play. We had just members that we had invited from the LGBTQ military community. So this is, you know, service members, retired, all different years of serving, military LGBTQ military brats, mm-hmm. LGBTQ military spouses, you know, all of the above, and people working within the community and different organizations as well, because
mm-hmm.
we wanted to make sure that the rhetoric was definitely true, you know,
mm-hmm.
Based in history, and so they came and watched the play, the working play, and made comments afterwards. You know, we taped everything, and then made changes, and then allowed the public to come to the performance with the changes. It was still considered a working play at that time. We filmed it and knew that at that point, from the reception of the audience, which was, you know, both the just the general community plus mm-hmm. people, you know, in the military, that we had something that people would be interested in, you know,
mm-hmm.
in other areas. And we knew that it would be incredibly educational.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's, you know, that's kind of where we are. I mean, it's gone further since then.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd like to illuminate.
We'll talk about that
where
in
where
a
we
second.
Are in this course, but,
yeah. You know, and while you were doing the creative work over there in Richmond, I was not involved because I was here in New Mexico, but I was behind the scenes writing grants to fund it. And so ARCUS, which is a huge organization, gave us an incredibly generous grant in order to bring this to fruition, which paid for all the expenses and for the bring the book, which was then made into the play. And so we have to thank ARCUS, the foundation, for that initial grant. And so that's very cool. So, you know, as our artist in residence, I always found it funny, as an artist in residence, you're doing a book. So, because we had a writer in residence. But why did you personally want to do these projects with the museum? Out of all the projects that you could have, you know, come up with, what interested you most in investing almost 3 years of your life to Shout?
That's a good question. Well, I think of myself as a visual artist. Mm-hmm. I'm also a teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm also a curator. And mm-hmm. it sounds like a lot, but it actually all overlaps. So it's mm-hmm. very easy, you know, for me to do all of those things. Mm-hmm. But mainly, when I'm in the studio doing my art, I'm using, like, mixed media, and I'm drawing. But I always like to try new things. Mm-hmm. And it keeps me on my toes. It keeps mm-hmm. me thinking. It just, you know, in a sense, is mind expanding. Because when you do the same thing over and over again, you can easily get burnout. And so when you're doing something new, it just keeps me going and researching and wondering and exploring. And I get really excited by that. So I think, you know, from a beginning of my artistic career, I've always wanted to accomplish a few things. I've always wanted to show in a major museum. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to produce books. And I've always wanted to work on some sort of theater production. Mm-hmm. The first one, getting into a museum, happened fairly quickly. The other two took a really, really long time. I've actually been working towards some kind of book, honestly, since I was in college the first time in the 80s. But every idea I came up with, I knew was not strong enough. I would work a few months on something and think, this isn't strong enough, and I would just push it to the side. And mm-hmm. I never forced anything. Mm-hmm. But when this came about, I knew the timing was right. I knew that I could get enough information to fill a book, and the team of people were right. Mm-hmm. So it just all fell into line, and I had to go for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it has been received well. The book has been received well. As a matter of fact, the book was kind of funny. So I'm sitting here in New Mexico, and I had a friend stop by the museum, and another and brought somebody with him, and she was a film producer, and she had been given a copy of Shout, and she said, you know, I'd like to produce Shout. And this one particular story, the one that we made into a play ultimately. And I was intrigued, but I was trying to figure this out. How would this work? And so when we consulted with, you know, each other, you know, you said, well, you know, I think it would be better as a play. And so, you know, things just kind of fell into, and then another board member found the ARCUS grant, and then another board member did, you know, X, Y, and Z. And so, you know, this, you are right. The aligning of the sun, moon, stars, planets, and comets all lined up to make this happen. So since Shout has now been out in Richmond, We're moving on to do, you know, we're trying to do more with this play and get it so that it's a national process. And we have since been given a grant by Griffin Hart Foundation to create curriculum. So talk about a little bit about what is the next step for Shout. What are we doing next?
So in terms of working, taking that Griffin Hart grant mm-hmm. and we have allocated it towards the educational component mm-hmm. of the play. Uh-huh. And so what will happen is when the two people that are working on this educational component finish this, we will then have a full package to lease to people. Mm-hmm. And from the beginning, we had hoped we worked towards this being accessible to all.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, what is it? Universities, bigger stage companies, say like off Broadway, to the
community theaters, even
call it community houses, community centers, high schools, across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen is, I would manage. Well, you and I both really. Mm-hmm. Would manage the package, and if someone was interested, they could call or write us and say, hey, could we see a portion of your play to see if it's something that we're interested in? We send them a portion, and they read it, and once that they have interest, then we start working on a contract with a lease, and then send them the full script, and, it goes from there. So I will be managing the leasing probably for the next 5 to 7 years, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what I do. I've done that before with long-term projects to different museums. This one, however, is much more accessible to the public.
Well, and we want to make this very reasonably priced so that small theaters and, can benefit by it. And I'd like to point out at this point, the curriculum development is happening through San Francisco State University, Women and Gender Studies Department, and we're developing the curriculum to facilitate conversations. Directors have the option to use our curriculum guide or not, but it will be part of the package, giving some context to history, LGBTQ history, military history, terminology, because some of the communities may not know each other's communities. Like we're putting in a lot of information about brats and military spouses. So we're excited. So are there any places right now that are looking at Shout?
Yes, right now we have two places that have a keen interest. Provincetown in 2021 is they're looking at the contract, and it most likely will happen then and there. And then also there are some people in LA that are looking to produce it. So and that's even before we've gotten the package completed. So I'm really hopeful with this. We haven't even started marketing yet. So once we start marketing, I have really high hopes for this.
Well, I do too. So I know that you started a Facebook page for Shout, or it's a Facebook group. Where can people find out more about the play or contact for getting the script or things like that? So tell us about the Facebook page.
So there are quite a few places you could get a hold of us. One is on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can look up Shout the Play and go on there and message me directly, Laura Belden. I also have a Military Kid Art Project page. You can message me there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you at the Military Family Museum, Cersei Wozner, anyone can reach you.
Right.
Because you and I are the ones managing this for the long term. So those are probably the best ways.
Right. And I wanted to point out that any proceeds that we get for the play, the rights, the package, are going equally being distributed between the museum and Military Kid Art Project. Neither Laura nor Circe are getting money for this play, but the organizations, our nonprofits, are going to be the beneficiaries for, you know, any proceeds going to the play. So good. And so I can be reached at militaryfamilymuseum@comcast.net. But I would think that the Facebook page is the best place to get the most current updates on the process and the progress of the play. And so we will be actually putting the links at the bottom of this podcast, and we will be sharing this in our social media as we go along. Anything else you want to say, Laura, while we, before we wrap it up?
I would say if you wanted to get the anthology with all of the stories in it, I believe you can still go to Lulu. Mm-hmm. And let's see, how much is it selling for, Circe?
I'm thinking it's around $15. So lulu.com, and if you search Shout, and then look for Laura Belden, B-E-L-D-O-N, as the author, and Circe Wessner, W-O-E-S-S-N-E-R. You should be able to pull it up. It's for sale there exclusively, as far as I know.
Yes, locally in Richmond, let's see, it's for sale at Chop Suey Books.
Okay. Well, very good. And you can always email us. I'll put the link to the Lulu site on the bottom of the podcast. So I just wanted to say thanks a lot, Laura, for joining us. It is June. It's Pride Month. It's summer. We are in a pandemic, so I think things are a little bit muted. But I definitely wanted to show our pride. Both as an organization and in this wonderful play that, you know, has come to fruition through so many people's efforts. And so I hope people will check us out. So I wanted to thank you for being with us. And thanks for taking some time today.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.